What do you got? Sorry, I'm sorry, what is this? Hang on, I've not paid attention here. Can you imagine such a thing? Paul?
Hello.
I heard a low rumble. What was that?
That's my foghorn.
You've got a foghorn?
Yep.
Okay, give us the circumstances, omitting no detail, no matter how small. What is the story?
Well, I'm a lighthouse keeper in West Cornwall.
A lighthouse keeper!
So his house literally makes a noise. That's the deal, is it?
And we've had the foghorn running now since about all midnight last night, every 20 seconds.
What, just for the crack?
Sorry?
Just for the crack, I take it. Just, you know. Just
for the fun of it, yeah.
You know, wait for the last, like the Flintstones, you wait for the last light to go out in the neighbourhood and say, put the foghorn on.
That's right.
Wow, can we just take a few seconds of this foghorn? Paul, if you would just be quiet for a moment. This is Paul's house making a noise. Here we go. Shh, everyone quiet. We can stand one more. Sure, we can. Come on. Thank you very much indeed, Paul. That is extraordinary. I want to talk to Paul about his lighthouse and stuff. Right there. What would you like to ask the lighthouse keeper, Danny?
I'll wait till I ask him.
Go on, ask him. Ask him.
Oh, Paul, are you there? Yeah. Paul, I just wondered, when you've got the old lighthouse on the middle of the night, do you ever go up and make huge animal shadow fingers
on the coast of
onto the sky or the cliffs of Dover?
Oh,
I would.
Yet.
Would that be feasible? Could you do that? Make shadow puppets?
Oh, not even on April the 1st.
No?
Oh, you must be a huge light. You've got to be able to do that.
Do you not ever just turn the foghorn off to make people jump? You see somebody down on the towpath with his girlfriend, and don't you ever just feel like, have I got a foghorn stimulator here? That's it. Okay, so what it is, see...
I must say, you do get a certain pleasure of turning it on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I bet it does. I want to be a light...
Paul, what's been your worst failure? What's the nearest wreck you've ever had to your lighthouse?
Oh,
I mean, obviously, down to you fellas, but how often do you find you have to turn the foghorn on? Just as we go, that's a beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, we average about 50 or 60 hours a month down there.
And how physically is it turned on? Is it a button? Is it a switch? A lever? Is it a pulley? What are you doing?
We've got a couple of big engines and compressors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's run on compressed air, going through a siren beneath a couple of very large...
But what do you have to do? Do you have to push... Listen to that thing. Do you have to just push the button and it goes?
No, push buttons, open valves, shut them,
Right, then the fog has cleared, hasn't it? So if you saw somebody down on the footpath and he said, darling, there's something I want to ask you. Get ready with your foghorns on. And he says, and wouldn't you just have your finger on that button just to say... You can't fight the... It's like working with Zig and Zag. You can't fight the foghorn. Well, and you see them sitting there saying, darling, I've been building up to this. And she says, what is it? I was wondering, would you...